Weiter in Shas, we are in Bavakama Das Daf Pei Gimel. Pick up on Pei Beis, Ma Beis, Bada Bama, Mada Pei's very last line. The Chachmas Yavanis, Me Asira. We spoke of the idea that what happened to the Asher, the Chachmas Yavanis, because that's how they sent the message about stopping the carbon tumid. Did it really Asher? Vatani Ron Tenebraisa, Amar Rebbe, Eretz Yisrael. Beep, Rebbe said, Eretz Yisrael. I'll turn the page. Pei Gimel Adav. Lashon Sursi Lama, O Lashon HaKodesh, O Lashon Yavamas. Why speak a Lashon called Sursi? Why not speak Lashon HaKodesh or Lashon Yavamas? Rashi says, Hu Lashon Tzach, for Sursi Lashon Nilagu. This is a more pure language, more beautiful. From Rabbi said, Bechol Lashon Arami Lama, why are you speaking all Lashon Arami, O Lashon HaKodesh, O Lashon Parsi, right? So the point is, nonetheless, we see they speak Greek, so it seems that you're allowed to speak Greek over here. Why are you saying that it's Aser? Amri, no, there's a difference. Lashon Yavani Luchud, Chachmas Yavani Luchud. These are two different types of languages. Therefore, Lashon Yavani is fine, but Chachmas is not. Chachmas Yavani is really Aser to speak that language. From Rabbi Yudam Rishmol, Mishom Rabbi Yishom Rabbi Gamliel, Eini Olala Nafshi Mikol Benos Iri. Rabbi Shimon is saying, you see, I can say about myself, the Pasuk, my eye is repulsive on account of me more than all the daughters of my city. Meaning, Rashi says, he cried so much. That is, Kacham Rabbi Shimon Korya Ani Al Atzmi Amikra Hazesh, Sheyesh Alai La'ol Eini Bebechi, I should cry more of a dimma, Mikol Mishpachos Ha'ir, from all the cities of the air. Elif Yeladim Ha'yu Bebe Saba, there was 1,000 people that were in my father's household. 500 learned Torah. 500 Chachmas Yavanis. Lo nishtayimem ella anika, and I'm the only one who's left over. Oben achi abba ba'asya, and the son of my father's brother in Asia. But you see that still there are the 500 in Chachmas Yavanis. So how are you saying over here that we have ourselves a problem? Army said, it's shiny based on Gamliel. It's different. Shall you crow from the Malchus? They were close to the Malchus, so they had to know how to do that in order to speak with them. It was important for them to do. Someone who cuts his hair like a comey. Rashi says, pretty funny, like a comey, the word comb when there was any sort of relationship. But anyone who goes in the Saper Omi like a comey. Rashi explains it's Lifnim Hametzach. It's a type of hairstyle that they used to do. They would have hair, all the hair would go forward. Pardon, the opposite. They would shave the whole front and leave a little bit in the back, like this long in the back. That's the ways of the Amorites. They left like the chip in the back. That's why the Jews, we do a chip now. It's beautiful because they're going the opposite. Oh, anyway. Abos Abtolmus Baruvain Hitirulola Saprakomi. But he said it's mutter to do separate haircut. If they should cover the Malchus because he had checked to the Malchus, therefore he couldn't mess. Shovin based on Gamliel, Hitirulam the Sapra Bechachmus Yavanis. He let them speak, but they should cover the Malchus because they were close to the Malchus. Zuck the next part of the Mishnah. Lo yigadol olam is a kel of a person is not allowed to go and raise a dog. Elim kin kosher b'shal shalos unless it's tied up with a chain. Tana rabbanon. We're not going to buy it. Lo yigadol olam is a kel of elim kin kosher b'shal shalos. Aval migadol hu be'ir smuchel l'sfar. But you can raise it in a city that's next to the sfar, next to the border. That is the border. That's for protection over there. V'kosher b'yom matir b'layla. You tied up during the day and you let it out during the nighttime, because that's where it's more dangerous. Tanya, we learned that Abraham Yisrael, Rabbi Elazar, God the Lomer, Amagad the Klovim, Kimagad the Chazirim, someone who raises dogs, it's like somebody who raises pigs. Lamay Nafkamina is the Nafkamina of that sentence. Lameikam Allah Alei Be'arhur. That's to include him in the curse of Arhur, Rashi says, because the Tanya Le'el, Ar Yisrael, Shagad the Chazirim, they'll be included in such a thing. Amar Vyosei Barman Yumi, Amar Abinachman. Bavel ki'ir smuchel asfar dami. Bavel is considered like a place which is near the border, that's next to a place of a border of dangerous people. Targuma Nahrda'a. And interpret this as referencing the city of Nahrda'a. Rashi says, Shema Medina, Bavel vi'ir achas sheba nikras Nahrda'a v'osa'ir smuchel asfar. And therefore, it's something which we can let out because of the dangers that are involved over there at the nighttime. Now, Darish of Dostoy, the Minbiri, quoting a pasuk in Bamidbar, Uvnucho Yomer Shuv Hashem Rivu Salfi Yisrael, when the Aaron rested, Moshe would say, return Hashem unto the Alfi Yisrael, the thousands of Rivu Salfi Yisrael, the many thousands of Bnei Yisrael. Lelamed Chashen Shechina Shor El Yisrael,
Pachos Mishnei Alofim Ushnei Revavos, which is coming to teach you that Hashem, the Shechina, doesn't rest on Yidden unless it's less than 2,002 Alofim, which comes out to 2,200. Chaser Achas, if it's minus one, Vayisa Ishim Uveres Beneim Uyila Hashlim, and she's able to go ahead and complete the number of Navach Bakelavi Pila, but a dog barked at her and she miscarried. Nimsa Zeh Gorim L'Shechina Shalitalik Misal. That's going to cause a Shechina to go and leave. So you see how intense it is, how bad it is to make sure that we don't have dogs are hanging out over there. And certainly find out who it was that who let the dogs out. Next, it's a story time. There was a woman, the Allah Slamefa Bahu Besa, who was, there was a woman who went into a house in order to go and to bake bread. And Navach Bakalba, the dog that was belonging to the person's home, this wasn't her home, started to bark at her. Amala Murray, the owner said, Lo tistefe mine, don't be afraid of the dog, shkule nive. Rashi says it's a long teeth that they use in order to bite. They were removed. Amale, so she said back, shkile tivusach v'shadya achizre. Basically, shkayach for, you know, helping me out a little bit, but you could throw that onto the thorns, what you just said to me. Because kfar nod vlad, the baby already moved. Rashi says, v'nekar mamkomo was uprooted from its place. So you didn't really help me. It scared me so much that caused this woman to have a miscarriage. Last part of the Mishnah was that you're not letting go. Ein parsin nishben leon, you can't set up these nets in order to go and capture these doves unless it's 30 risks far away from the area where people are living, so you don't catch other people's doves. Omi azli kuli ay, do doves go so far? Vatanan, we looked at a brayse, and we switch it over here. Vatanan, we learned in a Mishnah. Yeah, we looked at a Mishnah that marchiken it's a shovach mina ir chamishim ama. You have to distance the shovach, the place where the doves hang out, 50 amas from the city, which means that the only amount that it's going to go is 50 amos, which is much less than 30 risim, which is 8,000 amos. Amar Abaye, meta shaite tuva. They actually can fly very far. Krisayu b'chamishim ama malya. But their stomach, when they would eat, they get filled up with the amount that they eat in the first 50 amas that they fly, and they don't fly after it. So therefore, if you leave it 50 amas in the city, the amount that they're eating is the stuff that doesn't belong to the people in the city, and then we're good. You're telling me it can only fly 30 ris, and it doesn't go more? If I tell you, it's in a brisa. By yeshuva filo mea mil lo yifros. We have a different brisa that says that in a place where people are living, you can't even spread the net to capture them, even 100 mil, which means it goes more than 30, right? Even more than 30 risks, which is only 4 mil. Rav Yosef Amar, B'Yishuv Kramim. He's talking about the settlement of vineyards. Rabbi B'Yishuv Shovchim. And he was talking about of doves, where doves go and they live. So when going from one vineyard to another, so they go very far. But when there's no vineyards over there, a dove, the place where they live, they don't go more than 4 mil. So that's really the case, and let it be usher to do with the nets within 100 mil because of the where the shovchim, where the doves live, that's called a dove coat, where they go and they live themselves. Therefore, why is it we say that only 100 mil? Either you could say that the price is talking about where they're owned by Goyim, and therefore there's no chiyav to be careful to damage this property when we're dealing with people that are doing the wrong thing. They're living in a way which is not okay. It's talking about where the shovchim are ownerless. If you want to say that it's talking about where they're his own, and therefore in each case, he doesn't have to worry about catching doves from nearby areas. He only has to worry about privately owned doves that come from far away, from one shovach to the next. Okay, Adjan Alach Maruba, Mazel Tov, you know what I mean? I guess we finished now the seventh parak. Let's go back to the very beginning of the parak, way back on the Samach Beis on my Beis. We started by saying Maruba Midas Hashlumi Kefo Midas Hashlumi Arbav Chamisha, etc. Okay, my friend, Mazel Tov for the finishing of the seventh parak. Let's continue now with the eighth parak of Maseches Bava Kama. Here we go, getting to some classic Nezikin inyanim. Here we go. Achov el chaveru, someone goes and causes someone else to get wounded. Chayev alo mishum chamisha devarim. There are five things a person can be chayev for. What are they? As we've seen already many times, but now we break them down. Nezek, menezek, bitsar, beripoy, beshevas, and beboshas. Pardon, uboshas. Nezek is the damage he inflicts. Tsar is the pain that a person feels when they go through that, when they get damaged. Ripoy is having to get healed if they get a wound or something. Meshevis is when they have to be sitting, literally, except for they're not working, so they're losing out from work. Uboshas, and that of being embarrassed. But Nezek hits that. Now, how do we go and break it down when it comes to Nezek? So we see like this. Simos Eino. Let's say somebody goes and blinds somebody's eye, cut this, he'll do chops off his hand. Shiva Zaga breaks his leg. Growing a sokilu eved nimkar b'shuk. We take a look and see how much would he be worth now as he is an eved in the shuk. V'shaman kama hayu yafe, v'kama hu yafe. We evaluate how much was he worth before and how much is he worth now. Rashi Shere Ziko, v'fsedo mamon ze, she'im hayu nitzach. If he needed to sell himself with an every, Evid Ivri, and therefore we see how much was he worth before, how much is he worth now, because if you didn't, that's the amount that you have to pay. Tsar, how do we break down the idea of Tsar? Kvo, b'shpud, masmer, let's say he burned him. Let's say I go and I burn somebody, either with a shpud is a spit that you use in order to like roast something over a fire, or let's say misamer with a nail, rest is this ke'eva ma'aka, the wound that comes from that idea. V'afilu al tziporno, even on his nail, makam she'eno osa chabura, which doesn't cause a chabura, a wound over there. Omden kama adam kiyotze b'zeh, rotze lita lios mitzarkach. How much would a person be willing to take in order for me to do this to them? Rashi says, l'fi ma'ashehu ma'unig rav tsaro ke'evo. The more somebody is, the more delicate, fragile a person is, the more pain he's going to suffer. So I say, okay, how much would you be willing to take to let me pain you like that? That's how much you have to pay. Ripoy, how does that work with the idea of healing, like refuah? He called chayv l'raposo. If you go and you damage him, you have to go and you have to pay for the damages. All about smachim. Let's say it comes upon him. Smachim are this type of sores that he has. Then imach masamaka chayv, if it's comes to the maka, then he's going to be chayv to pay for it. Shlomach is a maka pater. If not, that's me pater. The Gemara is going to deal later on, obviously. Chaysa, vinistra, chaysa means it became better. Vinistra, chaysa, vinistra, let's say it got better and then worse and better and worse, like it kept coming back. Then chayv l'raposo, you got to pay him for it. Chayv l'raposo. Chaysa called sarka, but if it completely and totally healed, and chayv l'raposo, then you have to go ahead and you have to pay for the thing anymore. It's done. Sheves, what about the idea of sheves? The fact that he has to sit and not work anymore because of the fact that he caused this person this damage. Roan asokilu, who's shomer kishuam. What we do is we evaluate as if this guy is a watchman for cucumbers. What's sheiches to that? That means is because what's he able to do now if he's damaged? There's certain levels of damages. He's not able to do any sort of work anymore. The only work he is able to do is to go and to be like some sort of watchman. So he's some sort of watchman. So we see how much kilu shama kishuim and how many days is he losing from that, and that's what you'd have to pay him. Says Rashi straight out, like I said, kol yemei acholi roam aso kilu shama kishuim, all the days of his things. We look like he is a watchman of cucumbers. Vino saint chiraso al kol yom shari in roi l'machal kavid. It's not roi fitting to do any sort of heavy labor. Afilu below choli shari nikta. Nikta yodo v'rega v'raglo v'hu kvar nasan lo the man, and because he chopped up his hand or his foot or something like that, and already paid him for that amount. What he has to do, but now it's to be from his work. Back into the Gemara, kvar nasan lo deme yodo v'raglo, already paid for that amount. Boshes, how does it work when it comes to busha, embarrassment? The kol afiyam v'vayish from his bayish. Everything goes according to the humiliator, the one who's humiliating, the one who is humiliated. Says Rashi. Adam Kal Shabiyesh Bosam Ruba. Someone who gets embarrassed is like a Schwanznagel. That's a lot more embarrassing. If I'm his bias, Adam Khoshov is bias Bosam Ruba. Someone who's very Khoshov and gets embarrassed, that's also a higher level of Busha. Rashi says, Vakula Khamisha Navar Mikar Nafka. We all learned that from Sukkim. Nezik Dixiv Ayin Tachasayin Tsar Petza Tachas Petza. Dahachi Dashina Begamar Ripoy Vishavis Rak Shifto Yitin Vrapoy Rape. Boshes Dixiv Vikatsosa as Kapas. As Kippa Mamon, right? So this is all the psukim for it. Now says the Gemara, Amai, why is it that if I damage somebody's eye, that all I have to do is I have to pay for the eye? Ayin tachasayin amarachman. The pasuk says ayin tachanayin. Imamai ayin mamish. What do we say? It means literally an eye a person has to lose. Says the Gemara, lo sakadai. You wouldn't have thought that. The Tanya, we're looking at a brisa. Yachol simas eino masamis eino. You would have thought of somebody blind someone's eye that we blind his eye. Katas yadu, we katas yadu. If you cut off someone's hand, you cut off his hand. Shibas raglo. He broke someone's leg. Meshabes ragel, you break his leg. Tamad lomar, make adam, make behema. We have a comparison that we compare the wound, the hitting of an adam to that of an animal. Rats is the kamon first lekrai. High make comer. We're going to see what exactly we're talking about. But the point is that just like make behema, ma make behema letashlumin. It's referencing the idea of money and not actual damages. It happens to the person. Af make adam letashlum, so to a person also. Ve'im nefshach lomar, and if you want to say that maybe there's a problem with that, which we're going to deal with soon. Harehu omer, we have another pasuk. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, "Lo siku kofer lenefesh rotzeach." You can't take any sort of money and sort of payment for the nefesh of rotzeach, of the murderer. Asherhu rush alamos. This is a guy who has to be killed. Lenefesh rotzeach yatalukeach kofer. What does that mean? This that you don't take money for the nefesh rotzeach. Aval talukeach kofer the rashi evarim she'ein chozen. But you do give take money for the rashi evarim, for like the different parts of the tips of a body, like the tips of the fingers and toes, etc. The things that do not grow back. And that's what a person has to go and pay. But the point is, it doesn't mean literally. You have to just pay money for it, and it doesn't mean that you actually have to go in and take out their eye for it. Now, says the Gemara, hey, Maka, what are we talking about here? What Maka are you referencing that we said, just like Maka Behema, it's not literally so to Maka Adam. Ilema Maka Behema, Yishalmenu Maka Adam, you must. If you want to say that, it's talking about the pasuk that says that somebody who strikes an animal has to pay for it, and someone who strikes a person can be put to death. And that's where you want to learn it from. Maka Behema, Maka Adam. Ahu bikataluksiv. That pasuk is talking about someone who's going to be killed, who's going to be putter from any sort of payment at all because of killed labor the rabbi mine. Therefore, you can't be talking about that. Says Gemara Ella Mehacha. We learn from the following: Maka nefesh behima yishal menu nefesh tachas nefesh. One who hits an animal's life shall maka nefesh behima yishal menu nefesh tachas nefesh. You got to pay. You got to pay a life for a life. Usmichle. Next, what it says: Veish ki itein mum ba'amiso kasher asa king asalo. And a person who puts a maka on somebody else because a wound, whatever happens to him has to happen to the other person as well. And therefore, we say, just like by the animal, it's monetary compensation, so too with the person as well. Now, the Gemara takes a side point for a second. Akal kaminan. What do you mean? But, I'm sorry, I love makahu. This one doesn't, the pasuk doesn't say the word maka. It says ki yitin mum. And for the Gemara, no, akal kaminan. It's just talking about what's the outcome of that. Both of them are akal, therefore we're learning one from the other. Says Rashi, Afakav Dekoy Lev Dom Kamin, even though the Pesukim, the words aren't exactly the same, Gezer Shava, Kidatana, it's still Gezer Shava, like we see talking about Shemaal, we saw this in Erevin and other places, Veshava Koin, Ubal Koin. It says Veshav, Ubal, we make Gezer Shava from the word Shav and Bucks, it means the same context. So Maka Adam Gatani, Hika Ka, who the Kamar, Omaki, Umiki Yitain Mum, Gamar, the Mum, Aidea Kaba. That's how it came about. Okay, so Maka, Amur, Behemelitashlum, and Afaka. The Amur Ba'adam of the Shulman, period. And that's how you know that it's not talking about literal. But we make a reference and we compare the two. In fact, the Gemara of Aksiv, Ve'ish ki yaka kol nefesh adam musimas, says if a man strikes any person, he's going to be put to death. Which sounds like what? That money is not going to work when you go and you wound someone. And for the Gemara, b'mamon, that's talking about put to death means b'mamon. You pay him, he has to pay the money, and even that's going to cause him some sort of issues later on. The bottom line, he's got to pay. Mimai de b'mamon, how do you know it's talking about money? Misa mamish, let's say it's talking about misa. Looks like a chiyunt of thought. Chadad ha'iske shlamaka behemel shalmenu, because we compare it to maka behemel shalmenu, and that doesn't mean the actual death, it means money. V'od k'se b'se, because afterwards it says, right afterwards, k'sha yitin mum ba'adam ki nitin bo. Just as he will have given a wound upon a person, so too will it be given to him. And we're looking at the idea of like this, that he has to go and give it through money. And therefore we see this is talking about cash money, or we say kishmani. Now, why do we come up with a second answer? First we go and we made a comparison, and then we go and we bring it, and we have a pasuk that says so. Why is it you have to say? And if you want to come and say, hey, why do we have to come up with the second answer? Rashi says, "My havalei lakshuya." What kasha could you have asked that you're saying that? Tu kasha latana. Says, you know, you could ask. You could have said the following question: "My chazis di'alafta mi maka behema." Why is it that you're making this gzeira yourself and learning out from maka behema? Leil from maka adam. Why don't we just learn it from maka adam? It's just like in the other case, he's actually killed. So too in the case of wounding someone opposite their aver. Yeshayas would go through the same thing, as Aver should be removed also. You get sort of an eye, ayin tach an ayin, shein tach a shein, bagat tach a shregel. Amri says, no, that's not the way we would have gone, because dan in nizakin, we'd rather learn that, nezek from nezek. of a person from an animal, vein done in nizak and mimisa, I can learn nizak from misa. So the Gemara, hold on 1 second, other rabba, done in adam mi adam, why don't we compare person to person? Vein done in adam mi behema, just like we know this adam is going to be killed, so the adam that goes in is do ayin tach zayin, should be literally, because it's just like that person is killed, and don't learn it to an animal. Ahayinu dekatani, that's what we have to say, im naf shlomar, if you're going to, I'm naf shlomar, if you're going to go and ask. So this would be the answer to that. That's why we bring up another pasuk over here. Harehu omer lo sikhu kofer lenefesh otzeach. You can't take money in lieu of the soul of the murderer. Shehu rash alamas buki yomos yomas. He has to be killed. Lenefesh otzeach yataluchech bekofer. You don't take money for the life of this otzeach. Lenefesh otzeach yataluchech kofer. You can't take money for their life. Aval taluchech kofer lerash yevar shenim chosin. You can give it for things that aren't coming back, for the limbs that are damaged. Okay, now so the world. On a second, we need that for something else. That's what you think it's for. That you don't do both things to him. They don't take money from him and kill him, right? Because the pasuk is talking about a murderer. It's telling us that you can't give him that he's to pay plus everything to kill him. Rather, we only give him come live with the rabbi minute instead of killing him. So the Gemara, hi, mi kidei rish asa nafka. That we learn now from the words kidei rish asa, right? That's what it's coming to teach us. This concept of rish asa is only in singular, so only give him according to one of the things and not two. Rish achas da mechaivo, v'yeta mechaivo al shtei rish asa. It's not on two type of rish asa stuff. Therefore, our pasuk is now open. No, we still need the pasuk to tell us that particular law. Don't think you can give money, and then you're off the hook from it, right? If a person's going to be killed, then you have to be killed. So how are we going to learn out about being injured from there? Don't accept money for someone who's deserving to die. Why did it say that? For that person, you can. For the Rosh Hevavar, you can. Says the Gemara, hold on 1 second. Now that you say Lusik Kofer, Maka Lomeli, why do I need this Maka Gzira Shov over here? If the second one over here is enough to tell me that he has to, that he pays through money, why do I need this Gzira Shova? I'm going to say, if the money shtick was only from this Pasuk, Havamina, I would have said that you have a choice. Ibai Eno Nesef, Ibai Deme Eno Nesef. This guy doesn't have so much money, he just wants to give an eye. For some reason, he can give that instead. Kamash Milan. Mi behema, the tashlum for behema. Ma behema, maka behema l'tashlumen, af maka adla l'tashlumen. It's only tashlumen, it's only talking about cash money, not in any other way. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Yisrael ben Yehuda, Omer, ayin tachazayin, it says ayin tachazayin. Mamon ato Omer, I'm sorry, mamon, it means money. Ato Omer, mamon o ino lama ayin mamish, it doesn't mean I itself. Amar, so therefore we said, arayah shayisa ino shalzeh gedola, v'ino shalzeh katana, because one eye is bigger, one eye is smaller. Hey, achani kori be, ayin tachazayin, therefore it's not ayin tachazayin, it's to do with money. Chitim akoki ay shalkil minei mamon, no. And if you want to say that in any case like this, that's where you're going to take money, but let's say it ends up being the same size, then you take his eye, Hatar Omer, Mishpat Echad Yelachem. There's one judgment that's for them. Mishpat Hashavah Lekulchem is to be a judgment that's going to be shoved to everyone. Therefore, it's just straight up money. Amri, my Kushya says, okay, but what exactly is the cash over here with the eyes? Let's say, Haranikol, Dimon Nahura Shakabinim. Maybe we could just say that he took away sight in Nahura Amar Achman and Nishkom Mimine. Another Torah is taking a sight from him. Because if you don't want to say that that's the case, beep, turn the page. Pay Dalit Omer Alf. Cut the shark, it's a gadol. If a cut and goes and kills a gadol. Which says Rashi, Adam Nanas Shaharag Esagadol. You have this person who goes in and kills one. The gadol shark is a katan, the gadol kills a katan. Hey, Katalina, how could you go and kill the person? Oh, they're not the same size anymore. Torah Mishpat. They're not the same size, therefore you shouldn't be able to do such a thing. If you want to say that that he pays, but Atorah Omer Mishpat Echad Yelachem, Mishpat Hashav L'Kulchem, Ela Neshama Shakim Minei. If to say he took his Neshama Amar Achman and Nishkom Minei. Therefore the Neshama should be taken from him. Hachanami, here also when it comes to the eye, Nahora Shakim Minei, Nahora Amar Achman and Nishkom Minei, he should also take his eye. So we don't have a raya from here that it actually means money at this date. But we're going to leave it for here for now and continue with this Zeh Hashem next time. Until then, I want to show you all a great, great day.